Last week's report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change quickly dropped out of the headlines. It called for, among other things, reducing our investments in fossil fuels by about a quarter. Oil companies have been hesitant to take that kind of action. So our next guest is trying to pressure them by purchasing their stock. Mark Van Baal is founder of Follow This, a Dutch shareholder activist group that has been buying shares in Shell. Mark, how many does your group own and what do you do with those shares?
We own around 20 million euros worth in shares with 4,000 shareholders. And what we do with it, we organize support for Shell to commit to the Paris Climate Agreement.
But they haven't agreed to do that yet.
No, they are hesitating, and that's why they need shareholders to support them.
So do you think that you're having an impact?
Yeah, we have an impact. We file shareholder resolutions in which we ask shareholders to support Shell to set targets that are aligned with Paris. And they rejected our Shell resolution, but 6% of the voting investors, and among them, 6 of the 10 biggest Dutch pension funds, voted for our resolution. Hmm. And Shell had to respond to that, and they did that with a, let's call it a climate ambition. They were the first oil and gas company to do so. So with Shell, we showed that a 6% vote is attainable and apparently enough for a company to respond.
So do you think that this is a better use of your money than using that same money to support an environmental group or something like that?
I think we should do everything to stop climate change. Our children are going to ask us, you know the problem, you know the solution, you knew the solution, what did you do about it? All efforts work, and this is the effort I choose. But I think what the NGOs are doing is making visible that the oil industry is nowhere near helping to make the Paris Climate Agreement a success is also important.
Can they actually ever be a part of the solution, or would it be best for your interest if they just go out of business?
They have to be part of the solution. The oil industry is really the only party who can make or break the Paris Climate Agreement. So we need them. We need them to change.
There was a study from a researcher at Harvard funded by the National Association of Manufacturers that found that shareholder-based resolutions about climate change have no statistically significant impact on a company's bottom line. What do you think about that?
Now, we've proven in the Netherlands that we have a huge impact. We are Shell's most influential shareholder. We force them to set the climate ambition. So this is changing. And in the past, climate resolutions were more about the moral appeal. We have, of course, a moral cause, but we have very financial arguments. That's the reason this is now successful. Pension funds, big investors, they are aware that if climate change is not limited, there are a lot of financial risks that needs to be stopped.
That's Mark Van Baal, who is founder of a Dutch shareholder activist group trying to push oil companies to take action against climate change. Thank you so much.
Great to be there, Jeremy. Thanks.